On Monday, South African voters will have to make decisions on who they want them to represent until next elections. And they will make the decision after intense electioneering over the past couple of months. This morning, we once again joined by Ibrahim Fakir of ASRI, who discusses the voting process and how ward and PR councillor victories are determined and declared. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and once again, welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and shukran for having me, Mufsir. Nice to chat to you.
How many ballots should voters expect to receive when they go into the voting booth on Monday? Is it a choice between parties or individuals or a combination of both?
Mufti, it's a combination of both, because we will each in every metro municipality. That means in cities like Johannesburg, Pretoria, Nelson Mandela Bay, Etiquette, Durban, Cape Town, all of the 7 or 8 metros that we have in this country, every citizen will get 2 ballot papers. In a normal urban municipality, you will get also 2 ballot papers. And in a district municipality, that means where 2 or more municipalities are grouped together because of creating economies of scale for service delivery, those district municipalities will have 3 ballot papers. But let's not worry ourselves with the 3rd ballot paper of the 3 ballot papers in district municipalities, because they are a pure proportional calculation, right? But most voters are going to get 2 ballot papers. 1 ballot paper will be for electing the ward candidate. The ward candidate is the person who will be representing your community, your geographic area, or in other words, your ward, another word for it, a constituency, but we call it a ward. So in that ward, a delimited geographic area, which is determined by the demarcation board with the IEC, in particular voting districts, and that ward will have a series of candidates. Those candidates stand as individuals, as a person. So whether they are aligned to a political party or whether they are independent, they stand as a person. They stand in their own name. And on the ward election, the election is on what we call a first-past-the-post system. So as the name suggests, first-past-the-post, the person who gets the most votes. So, for example, if you and I stood in, let's say, one of the areas of Lens, and you and I are both standing there, and I'm an independent, you are aligned to a party, and I get 47 votes and you get 49 votes. That means my 47 votes are disregarded, your 49 votes, you got the most, so you get that ward, you get that seat in that constituency. So a simple calculation of first past the post. Now, half of all of the seats in a municipality are elected on that basis, on a ward basis. The second ballot, the second piece of paper you will get, is the proportional representation ballot. And the PR ballot is for you to vote for a party. So there will be no individuals' names there. There will only be parties. As you vote in a national provincial election, you'll choose a party of your choice. Only one, because if you choose more than that, it will be regarded as a spoiled ballot. Or if you leave it blank, it will be regarded as a spoiled ballot, right? So your second ballot will be for the proportional representation portion. And then the 2 ballots are cast, you cast them. The IEC will then have a complicated formula for how the seats are distributed. And the formula is as follows. It gets tricky from here on, but you should know that for your ward, in your geographic area, it's the first past the post system. On the second ballot, it's the proportional representation ballot, where you choose a party. So then what happens is that all of the votes which are cast, all the votes, whether they are PR ballot votes, whether they are ward votes, are all collated and counted together. Why? You want to get the full number of valid votes which are cast. So all the spoiled ballot papers and so on are left out of there, right? And then what happens is that for each ward, all of the ward ballots are counted, and the person in that ward who got the biggest or the largest number of votes will win that seat. Now, all of the votes, including the PR votes and the ward votes, which were cast for individuals who stood aligned to a party, are put together. So all of the votes which are won, all of the wards which are won by an individual, by a person who's not aligned to a political party, is given to those individuals. But nevertheless, now all of the ward votes which are cast for candidates which are aligned to a political party, together with the proportional representation ballots, are all counted together to give you the total number of votes which are cast, and they are then divided by the number of seats available in that council, in that municipality. So, for example, Johannesburg municipality has 120 seats, and let's say all of the valid votes which are cast in the city of Johannesburg, PR and ward votes included, are 200,000, then you will have 200,000 divided by 120 plus 1. Some of that gives you the total which is required for one individual seat. Then what happens is that all of the wards which are won by a political party candidate are subtracted from all of the allocation of the PR seats to that party, and then what it remains is distributed proportionately. So what is the result is effectively a proportional representation of all of the votes cast towards a political party, which is why the ward, the individual candidates who won individual wards, who are not aligned to a party, are taken out of the equation when the second formula is calculated to distribute the proportional representation votes. So it gets a little bit complicated, but that is to ensure that there is absolute proportionality, as the Constitution suggests, of reflecting the number of votes cast for a political party in terms of the number of seats which are allocated to it eventually at the end.
Yes. Now, as you've indicated, you know, the person winning the ward, whether aligned with a party or without or independent, that person will then be declared as the councillor of that particular ward. In terms of those PR seats now, how are those individuals chosen, firstly, and then how does that add up in terms of the seats on the municipal council?
Right. So remember, all the parties submit candidate lists like they do on the national provincial election, and the depending on how high up or low down on the proportional list you are will determine whether you will be elected or not. So remember, only half of the seats in a council will be allocated to proportional representation councillors, right? So remember, if the half of the seats in the city of Johannesburg is 120 seats in council, 60 would be elected in wards, and 60 would be elected of proportional representation. So all parties will submit a list of, let's say, 60 to 65 names. And if you got a proportion of the votes cast for your candidates, both in wards and on the PR list, is altogether makes up about, say, 40% of the vote cast, then of the 60 seats, you will get 40% of the seats which are available of those 60, because the other half, remember, already allocated to people who won the wards in first-past-the-post elections. So the PR seats are simply calculated on the basis of the proportion of votes that you received across the entire municipality, including for those which are cast in a ward. So sometimes when you think you are splitting your vote, say you decide, I will vote for a ward councillor who's quite responsive, even though they're not from a party of your choice, but they're a good person, you think they're going to be responsive, a portion if they are aligned to a party, a fraction of that vote will eventually count towards that party's overall proportional representation tally. And so you'll be contributing a fraction of a vote to a party you might not necessarily like. But that's a reasonable trade-off. If you believe you are voting for a councillor, whether they are not from your preferred first choice party, who's at least going to be responsive, at least on the PR ballot, you can choose the party of your choice, the one who's closest to your political identity, so to speak. So that's the advantage of the system. And the second is that very few votes are wasted. All votes are counted towards the actual outcome because the result is actually very proportional to the number of votes cast. Now, there are some people who are saying that post this election, we should consider not allowing ward votes cast for a ward candidate aligned to a party to contribute towards the overall PR tally, that they should be kept completely separate. That you vote for the ward councillor on one ballot, and that's the end of it, and then a proportional representation ballot, because you're a voter who's making your proportional wish or your wish of a party explicit, they must only calculate it on the basis of those wards, of those PR ballots, instead of creating the complicated formula of getting absolute and strict proportionality for all votes cast for candidates, whether they, even when they align to a party, to contribute to the PR tally. So that's a debate for after the election. But for now, it is to understand it. There are two ballot papers. The one is to elect on a first-past-the-post system the ward candidate. The second is to choose a PR councillor or choose a political party who from their party list will proportionately allocate seats to the in proportion to the number of seats that they win and the number of votes that they get in the election.
Reverend Jazakumullah Khair for explaining this complicated issue in a very easy to understand manner. Your time appreciated. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Ibrahim Fakir taking us through the ballots of the elections. And as he said that for most of us, it will be two ballots. One is you voting for the ward councillor in your area. And the second is the PR. And if the ward councillor is aligned to a party, then by voting for that ward councillor, you're also contributing to the PR. PR and the PR are those who will be then representing you in the municipality. So that is what you need to understand in terms of the two ballots. There are certain places that will have three ballots, but that is a minority, so therefore that is not of great interest, and therefore we haven't delved too much into that.